It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Dude, dog,
Luminator.
Damage.
It's the Lou Gallery on the fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gower. All-star. Pete Alonso deserves to be an all-star. 888-808-1019. Pete Alonso is an all-star and deserves to be an all-star. And quite frankly, I don't understand all the hate and all the negativity when the news came out that the polar bear is headed to Texas. Pete Alonso is fifth in homers amongst all Major League Baseball first basemen. He's second in doubles. He's sixth in runs. He is a prolific power hitter. He is deserving of being an all-star. Now, let me be clear. So is Lindor. So is Nimmo. And I think Lindor and Nimmo, through the power of positivity and also through the fact that guys are going to get hurt or are hurt, and there will be players that rather go to Aruba with their family for a couple days than rather go to Texas. So there will be opportunities and openings for Lindor and Nimmo to get into the All-Star game. But Pete Alonso deserves to be there. He's there. He deserves to be there. Like I said, top five in homers, top two in doubles, top 10 in runs scored among first basemen in baseball. Now, as far as the home run derby stuff, and there's a lot of you out there, there are Met fans and there are plenty of the no fun police that get on Alonso for being in the home run derby. And there are many of you with the tinfoil hat on that believe in conspiracy theories, and they believe that the only reason that Alonso is an all-star is because he wants to be in the home run derby, but the only way he was going to be in the derby was to be an all-star. Let me just say this. We sit here every year and complain. You could set your watch to it that we sit here and complain during NBA All-Star Weekend that why is Ja Morant not in the dunk contest? Why is Anthony Edwards not in the dunk contest? Why is a guy from the G League winning the dunk contest, right? You hear it every year. But for some reason, when the best and most prolific power hitter since he's come into the league is in the derby, everybody wants to mock. I will not do that. Pete Alonso loves being in the derby, and he should be in the derby because it should feature the best power hitters in baseball. Aaron Judge is not in the home run derby. Why not? He should be. He elects not to be. Is he scared? Maybe he is. I don't understand it. Is he worried about losing his power stroke? I doubt it. So I don't understand why he doesn't want to take part in that, because baseball center stage for a week. And if we want to criticize people for not being in the dunk contest and the best dunkers not being in the dunk contest and NBA All-Star Weekend not being the same when we watch guys like Michael Jordan and Vince Carter, et cetera, be in the dunk contest, then yeah, the best power hitters should be there. Alonso's there. Judge should be there. All the best power hitters should be there, especially if you're an all-star. You're already there anyway. Pick up a bat and hit some taters, because it's about the fans. It's about the entertainment. It's not about your ego. It's not about worried about losing in front of a bunch of people, because guess what? Alonso's lost the damn thing. He's won it a couple times, but he's also lost, and he has no problem being in it again. And you're going to hear it a lot over the next week, and it's going to ramp up at the start of next week that people want to make fun of Pete for being in it and also taking it too seriously. And look, I get it. He does the push-ups. He's got basically the pink headband on. It looks like, you know, a 1980s music video with Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero blasting in the background. So I understand that the no fun police and the haters and the 15-20% of Met fans that hate Pete Alonso because they think he's a doofus and they don't like the Donnie Diesel and the air humping and all the stuff that comes with Pete and they want to sit there and mock him. I love it. I've always loved it because to me, it puts the Mets on center stage. And look, I'm 38. But I remember being a kid. Maybe some of you have forgotten because I loved watching the Home Run Derby. And I think it's damn cool that a Met is in it. And when I was 7 or 8, I really thought it would be cool or would think it is cool to watch Pete Alonso or at that time, whoever was the big power hitter, whether it be Piazza. I know he embarrassed himself a couple times in it and then stopped doing it. But the bottom line is I was excited because it's representing us. It's representing the Mets. And don't you want that? Isn't that cool? I bet you a lot of the younger kids think it's cool. So think back to when you were a kid and you thought it was cool too. Because it is cool. Because it puts the Mets at center stage. And it allows, you know, on a huge platform with the baseball world, the sports world, because nothing's going on. I'm sure there's a soccer match, Tiki will tell me about, going on somewhere in like Portugal. But in reality, there's no real major sports going on that week. So baseball's front and center. So I think it's awesome that Pete Alonso is involved in it. And I wish Aaron Judge would do it too. I wish every year. How great would that be? Judge Alonso in the finals? Now maybe a guy in Paducah, Kentucky doesn't care, but we would. Oh, we would. And for anybody that's going to sit here and tell me they wouldn't, they're lying because they would love that and it would be amazing. So it sucks that we don't get to see it. And I think it's a shame that the best power hitters in baseball are not all involved in this. Again, we at the dunk contest every year, people get on here or whatever platform they have and say, the best dunker should be in this. And they don't. And they're not there. And we criticize it every year. But for whatever reason, with the Derby, we look the other way. And I think that's a big mistake on our part because we should be wanting these guys to be there, representing baseball and giving us the entertainment. That's entertainment to me. When you look at Judge, when you look at Alonso, those are the top two power hitters in baseball over the last couple years. This is a home run derby. They should both be in it, and they should both be trying to get to the finals to face off. I think that would be awesome. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Mark in Long Island. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Couple things. First of all, total kudos to you about a month or so ago, being Mr. Positive and not giving up, and boy, did they come through for you, so credit to you for that.
Well, Mark, I appreciate that, and for those of you that are not aware of what Mark is talking about, I woke up one day and said, you know what, I'm no longer going to be a negative Met fan. I'm going to preach the power of positive positivity, and Positive Tommy is undefeated. He remains undefeated. I was on the air yesterday. I told you with Edwin Diaz coming back, the Mets were going to go on a run, and everybody was sitting there Saturday and Sunday waiting for Diaz to blow it. Neither happened. They won both games, and Edwin Diaz has now reestablished himself as the best reliever in New York. So thank you for the accolades. I appreciate it.
No problem. And by the way, I was on the fence before listening to you, and I wanted something to root for, and you gave it to me, and so I'm glad I did. But on this Pete Alonso thing, first of all, I am a Met fan, and I'm happy he's in the Derby.
But yeah, it's
what
cool.
What I'm not happy about, Tommy, is his demand to MLB saying, I'm not going to be in the Derby unless I'm voted in, and I don't go for that, because I'll be honest with you, Christian Walker beats him in almost every stat category, and Alonso doesn't belong in there over him. If he didn't want to be in the Derby, if not voted in, then he shouldn't have just been in the Derby. That's not a reason for him to make it.
Yeah, Mark, and I'm a big Christian Walker fan, and Walker's obviously having a monster year, but I gave you the Alonso numbers, fifth in homers, second in doubles, sixth in runs, amongst all baseball, first baseman. Pete Alonso is deserving, and Lindor and Nimmo are deserving. Christian Walker's deserving. But this idea, and like I said, I think it's a lot of people that don't like Pete Alonso that want him out of here, and they had to keep their mouths shut over the last couple of weeks or so because the Mets have been playing good baseball. Pete Alonso's playing good baseball, and for those that think Pete Alonso's declining, is just, I don't understand this. For the batting average police, he's hitting 245, which is up from last year. His doubles are up this year. The home run pace is down, but the doubles are up, and I fully expect the home run pace to pick up. Guy had 46 home runs last year. He's declining? In what universe is he declining? And people are sending me stuff about, oh, his war is this. Okay, so now we're at a point in society, just let me be clear here, where we boo Kim Kardashian at the Tom Brady roast, and we are pointing to war for an all-star game. Okay, I suggest you get a life. 888-808-1019. I mean, please. All right, let's go to Steven in Newburgh. What's up, Steve-O?
Boogie!
What's up?
I don't want my voice. I don't want my boy Judge in a home run derby.
Why?
I want him to just enjoy the all-star game, okay. Play a little bit, get ready for the second half, hit 30 in the second half, and push us into the playoffs.
But why can't both happen? Why can't both be true? Why can't Aaron Judge be in the home run derby, face Alonso in the finals, beat Pete Alonso, and also do what you say, win the Triple Crown, win the MVP, Yankees win the World Series? Both could be true. I don't think you can have a Bobby Abreu situation where the guy's basically going to forget how to hit a home run. And I understand Judge has been in it, won it, the whole deal. But why not give the fans what they want? And you don't think the fans want to see Aaron Judge in the home run derby?
I'm sure they do. I'm a Yankee fan. I don't want to see him in it.
Why, though?
I want to.
You gave me the reasons, but I understand.
I'd rather see him rested a little bit. I don't.
But he's there anyway. He's playing in the game. I mean,
getting hurt.
But Steve,
I know.
I know what you mean by getting hurt. But I mean, we're all day to day. Number one, number two, he's not going to get hurt in a home run derby. He's just not. He's not going to get hurt in the home run derby. Maybe his ego might get hurt, or maybe that might get bruised a little bit. He's not going to get hurt. Get in there. Same thing with the guys in the NBA. And like I said, we're all very, very critical of the NBA every single All-Star weekend. Why are these guys not in it? Why is Ja not in it? Why is Anthony Edwards not in it? I mean, a guy, no disrespect, from the G League is winning the dunk contest. That is embarrassing for the league. Now, baseball's not at that point yet, but I give kudos to Alonso to being in it. And I am wanting to be in it. And I don't understand why people mock. No, I do understand, because there is about a 15%, 20% of the Met fan base that hate Pete Alonso, and the rest are haters. They're either part of the No Fun Police, or they're Yankee fans, or whatever the hell they are, but they hate on it, and they mock the guy every year. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Jeff in the Bronx. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Loogie, how you doing this evening?
What's going on?
Hey, a couple quick points on the Mets, and something I got to tell you, got to make fun of Evan tomorrow.
Okay, you got it.
So, about Alonso, you know, first of all, it shouldn't be, well, why is Alonso winning? He doesn't deserve it. It should be more Lindor, Nimmo, and Alonso all deserve it.
I agree.
And if Alonso was in the home run derby and not an all-star, all we hear about is that, oh, Alonso had to make it about himself.
You're right.
He had to go to Texas when he wasn't really an all-star.
Correct.
Blah, 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 blah. Yep. So we can't have it both ways.
Well, that's people with an agenda.
Like you said.
That's people with an agenda right. That don't like Pete Alonso. That's all that is, for whatever
Bingo.
Reason.
And like you said, he wants to be, you know, he does well in the home run derby. You know, let him participate in the home run derby. Do it for the fans.
Of course.
And
do it for the fans. Do it for the kids. Is that not what it's about? I just, this is ridiculous.
Bingo.
It's for
Bingo.
Younger kids. I loved the derby when I was a kid. That's who it's for. So all these people, Jeff, that want to hate on a guy for doing that. Really? That's what we're doing? And I know for every home run hit, I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me, but it's for charity. He's donating money for every home run hit. He's a good guy. I've met Pete a couple times. We've done some stuff with him. Great guy. Great ambassador to the game. Great ambassador for the Mets. So anybody that wants to hate on him is just wrong. It's just wrong, all right? And you just be, it's just mean-spirited, quite frankly. He's into it, and I applaud him for that. And I wish other guys, other power hitters, would step up and participate in it. 888-808-1019. Is the number to call. Let's go to, let's go to Bobby first. He thinks I'm an idiot. What's up, Bobby?
Tommy, what are you talking about, dude? How are you possibly comparing Pete Alonso to Aaron Judge, who's an MVP and broke the home run record?
What did I do? So since Pete Alonso's been in the league, he's got the most home runs. He's the most prolific power hitter. All right, so for Aaron Judge, I am not taking anything away. By the way, I'm not comparing them. Aaron Judge is better than Pete. Hold on a second. Aaron Judge is better than Pete Alonso. But Pete Alonso. Not everything. Pete Alonso is just as good a power hitter as Aaron Judge.
You're
you want to look that one up?
Mind.
That's not out of my mind. Look, you don't care what are. Look up the stats. Since he's been in the league, he's hit more home runs. Now, Judge will likely pass him this year if he continues on this pace, but we're talking right now the here and the now. I want to see Alonso and Judge, mano y mano, you know, the mega powers collide here, and the home run derby. That's it. Aaron Judge is a top two player in baseball. Pete Alonso is not that. So I'm not sitting here comparing them, but what I'm saying is from a power perspective, they are absolutely 1,000% in the same class.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're 1,000% wrong. And this goes
how am I 1,000% wrong?
Gimmick stuff.
Why
the
am I?
Pimp, the fat purple guy.
So you hate the Mets. No, you hate the Mets. You hate the Mets. You hate the Mets. We exist. We're not going anywhere.
Delusional.
Why am I delusional?
Absolutely delusional.
Who is delusional? So go back to the last thing. How is Pete Alonso not on the same level as Aaron Judge as a power hitter? Please explain.
He's batting 240, Tommy.
No. That's called deflection. So now answer my question that I asked you directly. How are they not on the same level as a power hitter? Answer it.
MVPs?
You don't have an answer. That's why. When my wife goes, you left the toilet seat up again, and I go, well, you're running up our Amazon bill. It's called deflection. You don't have an answer. You don't like Pete Alonso. You're a Yankee fan. God bless. Bottom line is, when I asked you a question directly, you brought up batting average and MVPs. Look up their home run numbers. Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge are the guys when it comes to power in baseball. They are, whether you like it or not. And Aaron Judge is a better player than Pete Alonso. I'm not saying that Alonso is better, but from power perspective, they are on the same level, guys. So learn to love it. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Gary in Waterbury. What's up, Gary?
Oh, my man, Pots and Pans.
Loogie! What's happening?
And you know, Judge can't win a triple crown because he's not a horse, first of all.
Okay.
You know that.
All right, 0 all for right. 1. Now, and, what's the second one?
All right, and I want to call
you
out.
I'll give you 3 shots. What?
Stop it. I want to call. I'm a veteran. Stop it.
No, Gary, we're having fun here, and we appreciate your service. But I didn't think your joke was great. So what do you don't like my Cinco to 5-0? I gave the top five relievers in baseball now, and Clay Holmes was
terrible
on
the list. Terrible Cinco.
Terrible idea or terrible?
Not having Holmes in there.
He's been horrible the last month. He has been brutal. If the list was the top five relievers in New York right now, Clay Holmes has been bad the last month. Right. Bad. No, Gary, he's been.
But Alonzo gets to go because he's accumulated. All right.
Yes, absolutely.
And stop being a shill for Diaz. You know, he's a cheater.
Gary, the suspension, as I said multiple times, is a farce. The guy should have been able to wash his hands. If you think he's a cheater, that's your prerogative. But Edwin Diaz was number one on my list. Clay Holmes is horrible. Search your souls, Yankee fans. You know it to be true. Friday, he was bad again. He's been awful the last month or so. I said top five relievers in baseball right now. He's an all-star. That's great. I'm talking about right now. The last month, Clay Holmes has been absolutely rotten. Now, speaking of the Yankees here, we have hit that point on the ride. It's like the Disney ride where we get into the fire Aaron Boone stuff. Now, first and foremost, Aaron Boone knows who I am. We were at the Cadillac Club at Citi Field. He looked at me, he said, "Loogie?" And I said, "Yes." So Aaron Boone is a listener. Aaron Boone knows I'm a generational talent. He knows I'm the future. So I say this begrudgingly, but if the Yankees want to fire him, and they won't, but if they want to spark this team, to get it going, there is a manager sitting at home right now. And much like Cody Rhodes finishing his story at WrestleMania, this gentleman wants to finish his story with the Yankees. And his name is Buck Showalter. So if Hal, and he won't, if Brian, and he won't, if they want to shake things up, if they want to finish the story, if they want to get a guy in here that wants to win a World Series, and I'm not saying Aaron Boone doesn't, but Buck Showalter wants to finish his story. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Mitchell in Queens. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Good, bro.
Just wanted to chime in on the Alonzo conversation.
Yeah.
I believe that there are five Mets more deserving than Alonzo to be in the All-Star game. Nimmo and
Lindor absolutely deserve to be there, 100%. JD Martinez, no. I can't go that far with you. But I do agree, of course, Lindor. And I was told Lindor never gets a big hit. Got a big hit yesterday. He's been the catalyst, leadoff hitter in this great run. Lindor's been unbelievable. Nimmo, incredible. The RBI production. Vientos, not there just quite yet, Mitchell. I appreciate the love for that. And then what do you got as far as Alonzo versus Judge? Because my time is short here.
I don't think he's a better power hitter than him.
But Pete, I'm sorry, Mitchell. Pete Alonzo and Aaron Judge are the two best power hitters in baseball. You can look up the numbers. They are
a better power hitter than Pete Alonzo.
No. Pete Alonzo and Aaron Judge are equals. Not in a lot, but in power, they are equals. Equals. And that is why, because All-Star break and weekend, well, not weekend, but during the week, is about the kids, it's about baseball, it's about entertainment, and I want to see Pete Alonso versus Aaron Judge in the Home Run Derby. Now, it would be in the finals, ideally, but I want to see that. And Pete Alonso, people want to mock and they want to make fun of him and they want to, you know, knock him for this. But I think it's awesome because I think John Morant should be in the dunk contest. I think Anthony Edwards should be in the dunk contest. I loved when Vince Carter and Kobe and Jordan, all these guys were in the dunk contest. We complain about the dunk contest, but we look the other way with the Home Run Derby. Pete's in there. Judge should be in there. And we should have that, you know, the mega powers collide in the finals. And we're being robbed of that. So I don't want to, you know, be a part of mocking Pete Alonso for this. And a lot of you that are doing it, some of you are Met fans that don't like the guy, and the others are the no-fun police. We know that. Let's go real quick to, what do we got here? Let's go Andrew in Belmar. What's up, Andrew?
Yeah, I wanted to say really quick, to prove your point that Judge and Pete are almost the same, if they were both in the batting thing, they would have the same odds to win it.
Yeah. No, look, they're on the same level. Aaron Judge is a top two player in baseball. Pete Alonso is not that. Aaron Judge is the head of the table. He is the tribal chief. I am not suggesting that Pete Alonso is better. Aaron Judge is stupid, ridiculously good, insane. Like, as good as, like, his name, when it's all said and done, we're going to have some crazy takes on this station about where Aaron Judge ranks in Yankee history. That's how great he is. But when it comes to power, Pete Alonso, and he doesn't have many equals, Pete Alonso is an equal. And I would love to see them both at the same time in the Home Run Derby. That'll do it for me. My thanks to Rami Levy on the other side of the glass. Keith McPherson comes your way next. Evan and Tiki, We are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Enjoy the night. We'll talk then. Later.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.